You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's one of those pleasures in life, watching a rainstorm from a warm, comfortable room at home and not feeling any looming deadlines, just savoring the moment. Commentator Gary Borders experienced one of those days recently, perched in his Longview study.
The view outside my study window is once again a canopy of green that nearly blots out the sky. My time spent in this study has come full circle through the seasons. On this morning, a thunderstorm is brewing. The rumbles send the dogs scurrying so close to my chair that when I roll back, I risk running over one or other of their tails. They don't like thunder and seem to blame it on me. Both Sam and Rosie cast baleful looks my way, as if to say, "Make those dreadful, scary noises stop." I find few things more enjoyable than being inside the study during a thunderstorm, as the wind lashes the branches, rain sweeping across the driveway. The dogs and I are inside safe and dry, a full day ahead with nothing to do but write, since the rain precludes any outside work. I dearly love these trees. It is as if we live in the midst of a park. But my goodness, even after the extended winter raking season ended, our paradise of pines, pin oaks, sweet gums, and red oaks created a lot of unexpected springtime work, shedding all manner of trash as their leaves came forth. I foolishly thought pollen season had ended a while back. I climbed on the roof and worked my way down, blowing all the oak clusters and pollen polyps down to the ground. I pressure washed much of the house and deck. I spent most of a Saturday on this endeavor. By Monday, the windows were tinged again in yellow, the roof was once more covered with oak clusters, and the driveway was carpeted with sweet gum balls. I am finally learning the cycle of these trees and will be better prepared next year to not waste my labor. Right now, the pine trees are shedding their peanuts. Maybe this storm will prove the siren song of pollen season. I ventured outside when the rain briefly abated to watch a yellow river of rain running down the street. The swimming pool has also been a learning experience. A buddy helped me take the cover off a few weeks ago. The water looked as if it could host the creature from the Black Lagoon. I had already placed a call to a pool company, figuring I would need professional help getting the pool restored to where I could maintain it. But I had no idea it would look quite this toxic. The pool guy was unfazed. He set about vacuuming and brushing the bottom and sides, tossed in a couple of pounds of lethal chemicals, told me to run the pump a few hours and turn it off. He said he would be back in a week to finish the job, and the water would be back to its pristine clarity. I checked the pool's water temperature. It was 48 degrees. Good grief. I was paying a pool guy $300 to clean out the swamp, and there is no way any of us were going to be swimming in 48-degree water. That's 20 degrees colder than Barton Springs in Austin, which I can barely stand for more than 5 minutes. Ah, the joys of pool ownership. As my buddy has said often, there aren't many people who own swimming pools more than once in their lives. Count me among them. The thunder has abated, but a steady rain continues. The dogs have calmed down and returned to their usual positions on the sofa I built several years ago for the sole purpose of taking naps. I think I'll join them for a 30-minute siesta before resuming my post at the computer screen. It's that kind of day.
Commentator Gary Borders joins us on Friday mornings to convey the thoughts that he writes down in his study. You can write to him at borders@redriverradio.org. His work can be found at garyborders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.